Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Louise Wasilewski, and she is with Assivilate. Welcome, Louise.
Thank you, Lee. Good to be with you.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about Assivilate. How are you serving folks?
We are focused on working with the criminal justice and health and human services systems. So what we try and do is cut the number of people coming out of prison who go back. And we do that by making it easier for them to connect with the services that they need and then to demonstrate to their parole or probation officer or maybe a child welfare social worker that they're doing the right thing.
So now, are there any statistics that can give the layperson an idea of if you had 100 people that have gone through the criminal justice system and gave them a good opportunity, how many would continue kind of on a good path?
Well, the statistics that we have that are very clear are that about 25% of people going into prison are going in from probation or parole, not because they committed a new offense, but because of what's called a technical violation. And that means they missed a parole appointment, they missed treatment, they lost their job, something like that. And so when we're able to help those people get their lives back together, we can have a huge impact on the number of people going into prison. We can see the number of returns drop by 25 or 30% easily when we put these, you know, wraparound programs in place.
So that's the target that you're looking to serve?
That's been our primary market, right? The people that we've been looking to serve. But what we've understood as we've had conversations across the country is that the problems that people getting out of prison face, they need stable employment, which they've not had. They need stable housing. Maybe there's a behavioral health need, and certainly they need to find a new set of friends around them. Those problems are very common to, you know, a veteran leaving the military where they lived on base. It is a problem faced by, you know, women or others leaving a domestic violence situation, you know, people leaving homelessness, you know, birth parents who've struggled and want to get their kids back. It turns out that there's a lot of different types of vulnerable people who have the same kinds of needs that we can help.
So now how did you, when you saw this need, how did you kind of connect the dots to say, you know what, we might be able to solve this using software?
I actually started looking at the problem when I was doing my MBA at Emory, and Professor Charlie Goetz encouraged us that new companies start when people solve old questions in a new way. And so I wondered how I could help, but I didn't expect technology to be the answer. But I spent a lot of time listening to people who've been through the criminal justice system, you know, literally hundreds of people, their families, parole and probation officers, judges, policymakers, academics. And what I found was everybody described a very broken environment, you know, from the nonprofits trying to help to the individuals themselves. And I discovered that all these different parties really just weren't working together in large part because privacy rules get in the way and they have different IT systems. And so I realized that that was a problem we could solve with technology. And the real trick about what we're doing is that we're giving a person access to their own information and the ability to share it with the case team around them. And when we empower them in that way, we also solve the privacy problems. But by empowering them, you give them back some dignity and some agency in their life and help, you know, help them find that pathway forward so that they can be, you know, strong, independent, contributing members of our society.
So when did you kind of realize that this thing had legs? Like, you know, when it's conceptual in your head, is one thing, but then, you know, at some point you got to have the rubber hitting the road. How did you know that this could really work? And when you were seeing, you know, did you see, you know, actual kind of real results that maybe were surprising to a person not looking at it the same way you are?
One of the standout moments for me in that respect was working with a jail in Maryland and showing our prototype of the product, really just sketches of what it might look like, to the person who ran their reentry program, and them saying, if you build that, it will solve my problem. Those were magic words. It was also really powerful when we started working here in the Metro Atlanta area with the Gwinnett Sheriff's Office and their reentry program, and hearing a person say, you know, after they've been using it, you know, with this help, I wasn't so overwhelmed. I knew what to do. And that's a, you know, that's a very powerful thing to hear. We got our first state contract back in 2017 with the Utah Department of Corrections, and they have expanded their use. We've actually got a clinical trial, a federally funded clinical trial, running with North Carolina Corrections now. And the purpose of that is to really quantify the effectiveness when a program is used at scale. So we are very excited about the way it helps the staff cope with high caseloads, as well as you know, the positive outcomes on in lives like the, you know, people who were in my family, which is why I wanted to start working in this area.
So now, is part of the solution is helping that person kind of land on their feet and get a job?
Yeah. A lot of the time, you know, when somebody's been inside particularly, they've not had interview practice. And so what we do is we'll connect them with organizations that can help them practice interviewing and write a resume and find employers that are willing to hire somebody with a record. And there's a number of companies here locally that if you're an employer listening to this and Business Radio, you could go to find people who've been, you know, vetted and are ready and eager to work. You know, JobRise is one company. Safe Staffing is another. First Steps has been around for a long time. Next Step. So we'll connect people with places like that, but also with organizations that can, you know, help them through the psychological challenges of readapting to society. So, for example, we work with Life Empowerment Enterprises, and they provide coaches to help people. There's another place just doing tremendous work here in Metro Atlanta, City of Refuge, Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency, Georgia Works, you know, Atlanta Mission, Central Presbyterian Church. There are many places around the Metro Atlanta area, and in fact, the whole of the state. Liberty County has a outstanding program that are, you know, helping people. And those are examples of the types of organizations that we would connect somebody with. You know, obviously depends where you live and which system and where's appropriate geographically.
Now, if you were talking to these businesses that hadn't considered tapping into that labor pool of people that have come from the criminal justice system, what would you tell them maybe to allay some fears or to give them some, you know, kind of encouragement?
Yeah, and those companies that I mentioned are a good place to start looking. But first of all, you have to convince yourself it's a good idea. And there are a number of reasons why you shouldn't disregard this population out of hand. One of them is that there are actually tax credits available under the Second Chance Act. They're called work opportunity tax credits. Another is that if you hire somebody within 6 months of release, then you can get a federal bond, a $25,000 federal bond. And there's a person in the state whose job it is to help you get that. And that's something you don't get from another person walking in off the street. There are Workforce Investment Opportunity Act funds to cover training costs. And they can also sometimes help with expenses like transportation or work boots. And then I think another factor that's really important is individuals like this know that not everybody is willing to extend that opportunity. And so there's a number of piece of work out there that show these staff are typically 10% more loyal You know, they are more likely to stay with an employer and really become reliable staff members. University of Massachusetts found actually that the military promotes people with a felony record more quickly than regular enrolled, you know, enlisted people. So there are a number of advantages here, from, you know, direct financial advantages to, you know, the intangibles like loyalty that translate into, you know, less turnover in your staff, better qualified, more trained staff.
So now, how has the pandemic affected your work? And also, has it affected people being released? Are they getting released earlier? So there's more people out there? Like, what? How has the pandemic impacted what the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, the pandemic has had a huge impact. Some states have released some people earlier. But one of the most important impacts is that family visits have stopped. And family visits were the highlight of people's month. And so that's been very difficult, both for the families and for the inmates. I'm sure you've heard on the news about COVID spreading through prisons and jails. And that's a huge problem for the inmates, but also for the staff. And it's been a problem with transmission from the community into prisons to try and shut down transmission. A lot of parole and probation offices have closed, and they've just been doing, you know, telephone appointments. But one of the other things that's been a real issue is when people are preparing for release, good systems that are working hard to give people a good opportunity, like the systems that have been put in place in Georgia, they normally get community groups coming into the prison to work with people prior to their release to make sure they have a plan and those right kinds of supports. And we call that work in reach, right? From the community reaching into the prison to shake somebody's hand as they come out. And that in reach has stopped. And the trouble is when people are released without those kinds of handoffs, then they are more likely to fail. And so one of the things that we've done is we've built a video case management functionality into our project, into our product during the pandemic. And so that means agencies can use Pocket, which is our platform, to be able to allow community groups to interact with those inmates prior to release. And, you know, this isn't just a COVID gimmick. One of the challenges with the way our correctional system has been built is prisons are often in rural areas because land is cheap and there's a workforce looking for employment. But often people are coming from urban areas. And, you know, it's a long drive from Metro Atlanta up to Alto to go to Lee Arundale, for example. And so this ability for providers to be able to connect with inmates through video prior to release is something that's going to have tremendous value, you know, after we're out of the pandemic too.
So now what do you need more of? How can we help? Do you need more kind of correctional institutions to be open to learning more about your offering? Do you need more of these partner organizations to work with in order to help the folks that you're serving, you know, kind of be able to, you know, get back into society?
Yeah, I would say that what helps us is when states and counties are open to giving people this kind of support and enabling them to connect with, you know, partners in the community. But more than asking for help for us, I would ask people listening to this to get involved with their local reentry organization. You know, if you're in Atlanta, City of Refuge, Atlanta Mission, you know, Georgia Works, they're just a handful of examples. There are many of them. And in Atlanta, we're very fortunate to have a group called the Metro Atlanta Reentry Coalition. And so that's somewhere that people can go online. You know, Metro Atlanta Reentry Coalition is what you'd want to search for and see how to get connected with organizations. And there, you know, there's a number of them around the metro area, but also out into other areas, you know, Augusta, Columbus, Savannah. But I would also say, you know, be willing to hire, you know, JobRise, Safe Staffing, First Step Staffing, Next Step. These are all places that you can reach out to find qualified individuals. And then, you know, a lot of the faith groups, whether that's Prison Fellowship as one example, but a number of churches have some kind of reentry ministry, and, you know, certainly not just churches, but, you know, our Muslim brothers and other groups too.
Well, Louise, thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much, Lee, and, you know, stay safe. And look forward to listening to other episodes.
Now, if somebody wants to learn more about Assivilate, what is the website?
It is www.assivilate. That's A, C for Charlie, I for India, B for Victor, I for India, L for Lima, A for Adam, T for Trevor, E for Edward.com.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.